Hey, this is Dr. David Clark in The Place for Answers, and I have to get this out right now. It's a study that was released, I think, in the last week, and I don't know how it missed it, but it came across my desk today. There's a new study that shows that a very common insect repellent that you probably have heard of before affects the brain and the nervous system the same way as nerve gas. This should scare the pants off of you. DEET, I can say the name of it because it's in the study. DEET, which is in I probably shouldn't say these brand names, but in a lot of common spray insect repellents, it affects the breakdown of the neurotransmitter acetylcholine in your brain. Not a good thing. If you have any concern for your brain at all, do not use DEET. And this has particular importance to me right now because my little girl is starting daycare here pretty soon, and there's a release form that says it's okay for them to put DEET on her. No, it's not okay. We did not sign that release form. Don't take her outside or let us bring you a natural insect repellent, but we're not putting DEET on them. And if you want to read this study, maybe I'll be able to put a link in here, but it's about a 450-page report, and here's what it says. When you use DEET, it slows down the breakdown of acetylcholine in your brain. Now, here's what you know about neurotransmitters like acetylcholine. Acetylcholine is supposed to be broken down some, otherwise, neurotransmitters have to be recycled, right? So here, I got a neurotransmitter here, and I got a neuron here, and I got another neuron here. In the middle in here is where the acetylcholine gets released. Well, after a while, it's supposed to get broken down and recycled into its parts by an enzyme called acetylcholine esterase. You don't have to remember that. What DEET does is it slows that down and prolongs the activity of acetylcholine, which, you know, sounds like maybe that might not be a bad idea. It's a bad idea if you don't need it. It can definitely cause a lot of symptoms, very similar to getting gassed with nerve gas. Think of Gulf War veteran syndrome. That's basically what DEET can do to you on a small scale over a long period of time. Now, you may say, well, hey, well, I don't use DEET every now and then. That's not that big a deal. Well, honestly, that's kind of like saying, you know, I'm smoking one cigarette, it's not going to hurt me. But if you smoke 20 cigarettes, that hurts you. You use DEET 20 times in the summer or over a year, you don't know how much that's affecting you because there are other factors involved. Maybe you also have impaired detoxification. I'm going to show you another study here in another post about well water and Parkinson's. If your liver detoxification mechanisms are slowed down or sluggish, you are at a much higher risk for things like this that I'm talking about with this effect of DEET on your brain. So what's the takeaway message today on The Place for Answers? Definitely do not use DEET. Don't put it on your kids. I wouldn't even put it on your dog if you care about your dog. Stay away from it. You don't need any more proof than what I've just told you. You don't need to dig anymore. Just know that you don't need to be exposed to this stuff. And if you have been exposed to it and you have any type of neurological symptom, it's time to get investigated. It's time to find out if that could be one of the factors and why you're still sick. I know you're thinking, well, I used a spray one time to get rid of the mosquitoes, and you're saying that affected my brain? Yes, it did. It absolutely affected your brain. You just don't know to what degree it affected it. So that's our takeaway message today. I don't mean to be alarmist, but you have to know this. I mean, it's summer. We're coming into, depending on what part of the country you're in, you may have a lot of mosquitoes. Protect your brain. Protect your family. Don't use DEET. This is Dr. Clark, The Place for Answers. Talk to you next time.